once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Like they could always use an extra hand.
Always.
It's incredible how busy they are. And it's not at certain times of day. It's
all the time.
It's from the time they open the doors until the time they shut them.
Yep. Yep. All day long.
So I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break. And when we come back, we're going to learn about kelp pharmacy and then also dive into some of the new drugs that are on the market and some other topics. So we'll be back right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Fort Recovery Elementary and Middle School Drama Club will be presenting an original production of Shake, Rattle, and Save the Diner. The performances will be on Friday evening, April 10th at 7 o'clock, then afternoon matinees on Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at 2 o'clock. The directors, Tracy Evers, Wes Curtis, and Karen Myring, and the students have been working hard on this production, and you don't want to miss it. The tickets are just $8 for adults and $6 for students, and children under 5 are free, and will be available at the door only at the Royal Auditoria at the middle school. Make your plans now to get to this production, written specifically for our students. Presentations will be on Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m., and 2 p.m. matinee shows on Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th, in the Royal Auditorium at the middle school.
We're back. Insight. Speaking with Miss Dawn Goodwin, the head pharmacist at Kelp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. And Dawn, so Kelp Pharmacy, I know there's several different stores. Can like you kind of tell me what's all included?
Yeah. We have our three retail locations, Fort Recovery in Ohio, Bern in Indiana, and Union City in Indiana, and then coming soon, Minster. Hopefully we're going to be opening soon, around Memorial Day is the day that we're shooting for.
Oh, so that is coming up.
That is coming up, yes, we're excited.
Yeah, and my understanding is the number one delay has been inspectors and approvals and all that kind of stuff.
Oh my goodness, all the things that you have to do that, and then they have to all fall in line.
It is. And you know, they had to move the liquor, so you had to get a permit there.
Yep.
Then you have to get a permit for the pharmacy, and you can't get that till the liquor's done. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, they moved the liquor thing 50 feet.
Right.
It's been, I think,
and
months.
The state had to come in and move it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So is this going to be part of the grocery store there?
It is. It's in the grocery store. So it's where the customer service and the liquor store used to be.
Okay.
It's now this beautiful pharmacy.
Does Minster have a pharmacy?
No.
Okay.
No, they do.
Fantastic for them, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they had Schwederman's.
Yep.
But Schwederman's went out of business a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And caused everybody all kinds of problems.
But so, we survived.
Yeah. So when we look at the pharmacy business, you hear so much about mail order. And so does Calps do that type of thing?
We do not do any mail order. We do a lot of compounding, that those medications are mailed typically to the patients, because some of those are far further away than our retail patients. But mail order is the insurance company's way of getting all the business.
Yeah.
So they will convince you to. They will convince you with all the bells and whistles, and then.
Yeah. So when you talk about the insurance and the money, and back when I was involved from an HR standpoint, there was talk about the role of the, is it HBMs?
PBM, Pharmacy Benefit Manager.
Okay, so explain that, and is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
Depends on who you are, probably.
It's not really explainable.
Yeah.
Because it's not logical by any stretch.
Right.
It sounds great on paper.
It sounds great on paper. The Pharmacy Benefit Manager is the go-between between the employer and the insurance company. The Pharmacy Benefit Manager is negotiating, big air quotes there, negotiating better prices for the employer.
Okay.
So that the patients can go to the pharmacy and get their prescriptions for a reasonable price.
Okay. So when you say the employer, okay, so let's just take Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Crown has...
So Crown has their insurance.
Okay.
Their insurance works with this PBM.
Okay.
So that the PBM negotiates the prices for the drugs for the employees. So
okay.
The PBM decides what you pay at the pharmacy.
Okay. So, you know, it seems like you can have the same medication and take it to four different pharmacies,
mm-hmm.
and you have the same insurance card,
mm-hmm.
but you'll get four different prices.
Correct.
How is that possible?
PBMs.
Good job, Neil.
PBM scam.
PBMs. No. It depends on where the contracts are at. So a big chain, a big box store may be the preferred pharmacy with the better copay. And then they're going to say that, you know, us, Little Count Pharmacy, is not a preferred pharmacy, so you're going to have to pay more for your medication. Which, the medication costs the same, regardless of where you go. I mean...
Yep. Really?
And I've had numerous talks with Jerry Kalp when he comes in to record commercials.
Yeah.
We usually, after we record commercials, we spend an hour talking about PBMs. And what, you know, like she was saying, they do actually go to the manufacturers and negotiate very good prices, but they get to decide how much they're going to pay the pharmacies, and there's a very good percentage of the prescriptions that they fill at Calps where we actually lose money.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. These PBMs are making $300 million a year and paying $1 million a day for lobbyists in Washington, D.C. to keep this scam going.
And those the medications, like, you get your prescription filled, we may lose money, and then the PBM also charges the employer.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, the employer is looking at their costs.
Yeah, so So the PBMs are kind of double dipping to a certain extent.
They're taking all the money and giving out a little bit here and there. It's a scam.
So it seems okay. When like I go into a pharmacy, it looks like every pharmacist could use 8 different arms because they're busy and they're looking at a computer screen usually and so at a place like Calps, do you have any idea like how many prescriptions get filled on a daily basis?
It's very location specific.
Yep.
In Fort Recovery, we also service some long-term care facilities. We service some hospices. So our numbers are pretty high. I mean, we're close to 450, 500 scripts a day. So that's pretty busy. My Union City store is busting it with, they do 360 to 400 scripts a day.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're busy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And being that's in from a 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. type of time frame.
Yep. It's nonstop.
Pretty much one a minute. You know?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. But we have awesome help, so our technicians.
Yeah, you might talk about how many people are like behind the counter and back in the PacMed.
Yep.
And maybe even over at the IV department.
Yes.
Because, you walk in and you'll see 6 or 7 people, but there's twice that many you don't see.
Yes. Yep. So out front in retail that you're going to come in and you're going to see people, there are typically 3 technicians and 1 pharmacist. On Mondays, we have 2 pharmacists because we're busier on Mondays because we're closed on Sundays. And then, just everybody catching up on everything as Mondays are busy. Doctors' offices are busier on Mondays. And then our compliance packaging department, we have basically a full staff back there. They have a pharmacist and 2 technicians that they compliance package medications so that patients remember to take their medications on time. And it's all there in a month's supply. That's really cool that we can keep people in their homes.
So there's the pharmacist and there's the technician. So what does a technician do?
Our technicians are the backbone of the pharmacy. The technicians take the prescriptions that come in either from the computer, from the fax machine, from the patients that walk in the door. They basically do all the data processing through the computer. They then will count the medication, and they also use the computer and a device to count those medications so they're counted accurately and quickly. And then the pharmacist has the final check, looks over the patient's profile and make sure there's not any interactions before we slap a piece of tape on it and let them go.
And I can promise you that they never shortcut that, because we're drivers and we need to get on the road because we have deadlines and we have to wait. The pharmacist has to check it, and she's doing 3 other ones, or he's doing 3 other ones, and that's never, ever, ever been shortcutted.
Nope,
that does not get shortcutted.
No. Nope.
So
not until that piece of tape's on that bottle, Neil.
So if there's a prescription for Jack Stogler, okay, so you get that prescription, the technician counts it out, puts it in the bottle or whatever, the pharmacist will double check that, yes, that's medication, that's the right number, looks on the computer and make sure
that it's safe for you.
Yeah, that it's safe for me, that there's no other drug that might interact poorly
with
it.
Yeah. So. And the fill process, we use a lot of automation for that too. So there's barcode scanning, we put the drug in there, and then there's multiple checks. The technician has to go through 2 or 3 checks before they can actually count the medication out. And then it goes on to the pharmacist that does the
And then
final
you
check.
Talked about compound medications.
Yep.
So explain that.
So a compound is something that is specifically made for you. A lot of our medications that we compound are hormone replacement therapy for women, men, and then there's some pain medications that we make too. non-sterile compounding. So we do creams, ointments, capsules, all kinds of stuff. We do a lot of stuff for hospice that we use for nausea for patients that can't swallow. And then in the sterile compounding, the IV department, the infusion department, they mix up antibiotics and TPNs, total parenteral nutrition. So somebody that can't eat normally, it comes in a bag. So they mix all that kind of stuff up, and they're busy too.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people do the IV compounding anymore.
Back in the day, there was a, there's a big thing about brand name versus generic. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like most drugs, it was 50-50 whether or not there was a generic thing for it. Now it seems like there's almost a generic for everything.
There are many more generics. It takes approximately 17 years for a drug to go off patent before it can be a generic. Now, that 17 years, it may not be on the pharmacy shelves. It may be part of the testing, and that's part of that. And then, typically, the first time it goes generic, it's actually made by the brand name manufacturer. So, when something goes generic, like Farxiga, for example, it was made by the same company that made Farxiga, made the generic. It is now... soon, like May 15th, it's going to be available by other manufacturers, so the price is going to drop through the floor.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So why didn't the other companies jump on it before?
It's all about the money, baby.
But it's already developed. All they have to do is
It's already developed. But they have, engineer. With their patents and everything, they have it's patent protection of some sort. They can say... they can say that we're the only ones that can do it like this or whatever.
So once that happens, the other ones are all ready to reverse engineer.
Because
I'm thinking that can't take real long if you got sharp people there.
So. Yes, and sometimes those generics, they're just like waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
And as soon as that magic date hits, those, like, the market will be flooded with all the other generics,
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back and talk about the new drugs that seem like they're making a lot of noise. And that's with the weight loss stuff. So we'll be back right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Klingshern & Sons Trucking in Burkittsville. For over 50 years, Klingshern & Sons Trucking has been providing a safe workplace for their employees and maintains integrity, fairness, and honesty with their customers and business partners. With their dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers, they provide local and long-haul transportation with on-time delivery. Learn more online about Klingshern & Sons and their employment opportunities at klingshernandsons.com. Their phone number is 937-338-5000.
We thank Klingshern & Sons Trucking for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Hey. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
The Progressive Sportman Club on St. Peter Road is having their first ever all-you-can-eat wing fry on Saturday evening, April 18th. Serving will be from 4:30 to 7:30, and tickets are available at the door, and it will be dine-in only. The cost is $13 for adults, $8 for 6 to 10-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. They'll have a nice selection of side dishes and a wide assortment of sauces, so you can make them any way you like them, from mild to wild. Get your gang together and head out to the Progressive Sportman Club on St. Peter Road for a great time on Saturday evening, April 18th, for their first ever all-you-can-eat wing fry.
We're back. Insight. Talking with Miss Dawn Goodwin, head pharmacist at Calp Pharmacy, and all the exciting things that are happening with the Calp Pharmacy Group. Dawn, we talked about how pharmacies operate and generic versus name brand, and it seems like the big thing right now, and you can't swing a dead cat without hitting an ad about it, is the weight loss drugs.
The GLP-1s.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, first, just generally, what are those and how do they work?
The GLP-1s, it's a hormone in your gut, in your belly, that this activates it and just basically talks you into not being as hungry. So it helps people with not feeling hungry because it reacts with the hormones in your gut. And then it also has some psychiatric capabilities that make people not hear the food noise.
Really?
And that's a difficult thing to understand for somebody.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Thin.
I know there's a couple of different types, and you hear a lot about tirzepatide? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that is supposedly like two of these hormones, right?
It is GLP-1 and what's the other one? It just left my mind. But yeah, it's two different hormones that work together.
Okay. So do these actually help you burn fat, or is it just the fact that you're not taking in as many calories, so your body naturally does that?
Yeah, GLP-1 and GIP, it cuts down on your hunger. So you take the medication, yep, and you're just not as hungry. So you just don't eat as much. And a lot of people have side effects where they're nauseous and vomiting. Yeah. So they're not eating anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately, I don't have any of those side effects, but it's technically developed as a diabetic drug to lower your A1C. And it's done that for me very, very well.
Yes.
My doctor highly approves, but I don't like sticking myself.
Yeah.
So when are they going to have that pill?
Well, there's one available now, but Neil,
yep,
it doesn't work as well.
Yep.
So it actually works better to use the injectable. There's a new one that's just about to hit the market. It's like Forderay or something like that. It starts with an F. It was a really weird name.
So but
it's going to hit the market soon.
So why are those so expensive? I mean, because even with insurance, it could be $700 or $800 a month.
The average price is $1,400 to $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
Cash price, and a lot of it has to do with how the United States gets the medication. A lot of medications aren't even made in the United States; they're made in across the pond. So, we have to get them over here.
Across the pond, like Europe, or across the pond, like China.
Europe.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Europe.
I'm not really excited about Chinese stuff.
No, Europe does a ton of testing on things. And, I mean, there are things that Europe does over there that we've never even heard of before. And it's like, well, it's been around for, 20 years. It's like,
Is that just because it's approved over there and not approved here yet?
Yes.
Is that because it hasn't been submitted, or FDA is a little picky?
FDA is very stringent on things, and they're not gonna allow anything into the country that is going to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
So
and they want to know that it has been tested, there's trials and there's things.
They want to make sure it's safe and effective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you talked about the online part of it, okay? Mm-hmm. So you can go online and you can find these same drugs, and I'll use the quotation marks that you've been using for $250 a month. Okay, so what's the difference?
That's a good question. Sometimes there's a lot of pharmacies out there that are compounding these medications, and then you use telehealth to talk to the doctor there, and they prescribe the medication. It is going to be a different dose than what is commercially available, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Some people would do better.
This different dose, is it more or less, or
usually
can
less?
Be?
It's technically called microdosing.
Okay.
So it's smaller doses, so that sometimes you just don't need that big of a dose for what you're using it for. But there are some bad actors out there that you may be getting a vial of water.
Yeah.
And we don't know that. We don't know that. They're supposed to go through testing and things, but,
Well, they send the good stuff to get tested and sell the...
Correct. Sell the other stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, in my head, the main reason to do pharmacy rather than mail is, number one, you can actually talk to a person face-to-face.
Yes.
And know what's going on. And obviously, a storefront can't last very long if they're swindling people.
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
No. You might make it
a couple of months.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're done.
Right.
And you're in jail.
Yes. I don't look good in orange.
No.
But you need to know as a patient what you're injecting into your body, what you're putting in your mouth.
Trust.
When you get a different manufacturer and it looks different, maybe it's the same color, but the shape of the tablet is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to call me. I want you to call and say, hey, Dawn, this looks different.
And sometimes the manufacturers do actually change colors and shapes, but don't just assume that it's okay.
Never assume that.
You need to trust what you're putting in, and talking to somebody face-to-face is
absolutely
by far the best way to do it.
Now I lost my train of thought.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. It's my fault.
But let's jump on another one.
Yep.
Okay, so...
We'll come back to it.
God dang, I hate when that happens.
I like when it happens. Am I bothering you still?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So when you... I want you to take your pharmacy hat off.
Okay.
And put your consumer hat on.
Okay.
Okay. And knowing what you know, okay, what do you wish that every consumer knew when they walked into the pharmacy? Because I'm sure there are times when you think, I wish they would.
I wish they would ask me, what's the cash price on that medication if I didn't use my insurance? Can I buy a prescription without my insurance? Am I allowed to do that? Because not everybody knows if they can or if they can't. Is there an alternative to what my doctor wrote for me that would be a more cost-effective for me that will do the same thing? Ask the questions. Don't be afraid to ask the questions.
And kind of what she's alluding to, which she's, as a pharmacist, she's not allowed to say, she can't tell you that you can save money by paying cash. you have to ask her. By law, she is not allowed to tell you without you asking them.
Okay, so explain to me, and you maybe you can't, maybe it's just one of those stupid things that life creates. So how's it possible that the cash price is cheaper than the insurance price?
It's all about that negotiated price through the PBM. If your copay, if you come in the pharmacy and your copay is $20, that's your copay. That's what the insurance tells me I need to collect from you.
And if you didn't have insurance, that drug is being sold to cash people for $8.
It might be cheaper.
Sometimes, yeah. It isn't always, but
not always. But there's a good chance. Yeah.
Ask.
Yeah, some of those generics that have been around for a long time, it's criminal.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and we're going to, when we come back, we're going to solve the problems in the Food and Drug Administration and with the prescriptions.
Yeah.
So we'll just solve that when, like, we come back, because we still got about 25 minutes left.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we'll do when we come back, or right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated. As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health. We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe's store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP. Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Our Indians are off to a great start this season. They're 5-1, and there are still two big games left on the schedule this week. They'll host the Marion Local Flyers tomorrow night in their first MAC game. Then on Friday, they'll travel to Anna. Get out to these games to support our Indians. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight.
You couldn't help yourself. Could you?
I couldn't. I have to do it at least once.
Yeah, I messed with you, so you're messing with Benson. I guess that's okay.
And we're speaking with Miss Dawn Goodwin, the head pharmacist at Calp Pharmacy. And Dawn, so you've been in the pharmacy gig now for 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
What's been the greatest change that you've seen, either positive or negative, in that business?
You know, I don't know if I have even a specific answer to that. I feel like I'm very, very lucky that I work where I do. Calp Pharmacy, Jerry has a reputation that I've been thankful for almost 25 years now, that we've been able to do incredible things for our patients, because that's the kind of people that I work with. They're people that are concerned about our patients. We're not here to count 3,000 pills a day. We're not here to get a max number of prescriptions a day. We're not here to get the most money out of everybody. We're here to help the customers. We want them to be able to have a happy, healthy, productive life. And if it's a medication that can help them feel better, that's what we want to see, is them feeling good and being able to come in and trust us. That's not what you get in some of the bigger stores. I mean, we're a small store. We're small stores that have, our volume has increased, has doubled because of other local closures that of smaller independent pharmacy. The big chains, they can't take on all of the extra people that need prescriptions filled. I don't know that we were in any better shape to take on extra stuff, but we were able to manage it because I have awesome staff that were able to take care of it. So we've done some pretty awesome things with taking over for a pharmacy and a long-term care facility. You know, I was able to get that up and running in a week so that we could get medications out there to the patients, getting prescriptions for patients that had to transfer prescriptions in, and we had nothing. We had no prescriptions from the doctors. We're calling doctors. We're calling everybody to get prescriptions for patients, and we were able to do that, and I think that is spectacular that we were able to do that.
That's a chore if you're doing it with 10 people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess it's 100 or more that were involved in those facilities.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And you were already too busy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the people that came in, the people that we got, were loyal to their pharmacy.
Yes.
So now they're loyal to an independent pharmacy. So they've been great. They've been able to give us the time that we need to get things done, and we've been able to get them done in a day or two.
Yeah.
So it's not, we don't have to say, we'll see you next week.
Yep.
We'll see you in a couple minutes.
One of the things that has made the news, and, you know, you never know what to believe, okay? But, you know, one of the things that has been talked about, it seems like the cost associated with diabetes, okay? And how that has been a focus or discussion with the past couple of administrations, and there's talk that those prices are greatly reduced.
Right.
Is that true or is that BS?
Well, I'm not exactly sure how it's all going to happen yet, but there are plans to help make those medications available at costs that are the same as they are in Europe, because the government has talked to the manufacturers and says we need to offer it to our people at the same price that you're getting it over there, and honestly, that should be the way it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
So is there a plan on when that happens that you're aware of?
For the GLP-1s, Medicare is trying to get something going by July 1st to see if we can get things, if patients that are basically not eligible for the medications now because it's too expensive for them, they're putting in a program, hopefully, that will help those patients get those medications. It worries me, though, because the program is only from July 1st to December 31st. What happens January 1st?
Yeah.
I mean, that's 6 months of the medication. It may not even be enough for the patients. And if they take it for 6 months and then they can't get it again,
then what happens?
The rebound weight gain is, I mean, they'll gain back more than what they lost. So that I don't know. It scares me because they are good medications, and there are definitely reasons for people to be on these medications, for their hearts, for their diabetes, weight loss. I mean, you got to lose weight if you're overweight. It's just what has to happen. But if they can't get it after December 31st, then what? I feel like we've lied to everybody.
So why is it only for 6 months? Are they going to give it a trial and see if it works? Or are they, that's all they can fight with the drug manufacturers to get out of them? Or
it's called a bridge program, and I don't know what the bridge leads to.
I hope it's not a bridge to nowhere.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, my copay on my Ozempic is high, but not even remotely the $1,200,
$1,300
a month.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, it's not easy, but it's not $1,500 a month. I couldn't do that.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It seems like it seems like if like you're over 80 years of age, okay,
mm-hmm.
you're on 16 different medications.
Unfortunately.
Okay, so is that the blessings of helping people sustain a long life? Or is that just addressing aches and pains as just part of the process?
Unfortunately, that's one of those things where I feel like you need to ask the questions. You know, you're taking a medication because you need a medication for something, but it causes a side effect. So instead of stopping the medication, we just add another medication to
deal
treat
with the side
effect. Well, guess what? Now we have another side effect from the second medication. So we're going to add a third medication to treat that side effect. I was like, well, can we just look at the whole profile, look at the big picture and see if there's, you know, go back to ground zero and see if we can start something else. I mean, it is old age is thing. There are medications that you need to be on when you get older.
Sure. So how possible is that, though, to like say, look, we're going to take this bag full of 12 bottles that you just brought me and we're going to set it aside. And we're not going to give you anything, and then we're going to see how your body reacts. I mean,
I might not go that extreme. You know, your blood pressure medication, I'm not going to take that away from you. I want you to take your blood pressure medication. Some of the other things that might be in that bag, if you're a certain age, do you still need to be on this medication?
Yeah.
If your life expectancy is within 6 months... You know, hospice patients there, we see some hospice patients that are still on these medications that they do not need to be on. And it's like, just stop taking that.
So along that same line, you see like supplements.
Yes.
You know, there's enough supplements to supplement all of the supplements that there could possibly be supplemented.
There might be, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you look at those and then you look at a daily vitamin,
mm-hmm.
okay, do you get what you need taking the daily vitamin?
Probably not. If you take a daily vitamin, a brand name daily vitamin, a generic daily vitamin, and there's not been any studies on it, you're probably taking dirt. So there, you know, why?
But so if you're taking a Centrum, whatever,
you might be taking dirt.
No kidding. Neil, I almost said a bad word there.
There are, yes, and you don't want to go and pay. You know, there's the middle of the road. You don't want to go and buy the cheapest multivitamin that you can find because it's most likely dirt.
Yep.
You don't want to buy the most expensive multivitamin you can find because it might just be expensive dirt.
Yep.
I mean, it could be a very good multivitamin, but if they're not doing studies on that, it might be dirt. And sometimes the middle of the line things, you know, the supplements that our pharmacist Sue does a lot of research on our supplements.
Yep.
So we know that they are good stuff. The companies that she uses test their stuff, so they know what's in them. And yeah, I do think that you need to, you probably do need to supplement because there is no way that you're getting enough magnesium in your diet that you need because it's just not in our foods like it used to be. So you need to supplement that. There's no way you're getting enough vitamin D in Ohio because you cannot be outside in your full glory for 15 minutes every day to get the vitamin D that you that your body can make for you. You need to supplement that.
Can, you know, so a lot of these vitamins say, like, it gives you 200% of your daily required amount. Okay. Mm-hmm. So is that a case where more is better, or is that a case that that's just going to go out with your pee anyways?
You got it, baby. A lot of, like, the water-soluble vitamins, you know, vitamin C, your body is going to absorb what it can, and the rest of it, you just...
It's flushed.
You're peeing all out. There are other vitamins that your fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K, that you can get too much of those. So you don't want 200% of that one. You want to get 100% or less, because hopefully you're going to get the rest of it in your food. And you'll absorb it much better if you get it in your food. So you do have to be careful with those.
Okay. My most important question.
Yes.
Why is a potassium pill the size of my head?
I don't know. I hope I am never low in potassium, because as a pharmacist, I am a horrible pill swallower. So I will not survive potassium.
Yeah. It is the size of my fist.
They're huge. Yeah. I mean, it's bigger than my first knuckle on my little pinky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why?
That's the way
I want
to
speak
get it in there.
To Mr. Potassium.
Mr. Potassium?
You know, but if, like, they can make every other pill is the size of your fingernail.
Now,
and then
you got to remember, this gigantic potassium, this is a pharmacist trick for you, too.
Yeah.
This gigantic potassium is actually smaller than some of the things that you eat. Like, if you're eating a steak, do you think that every bite that you chew is smaller than that potassium? No.
No, but you chew a steak. You don't chew this potassium.
You can chew it if you wanted to.
I don't. Ugh. Dude, they get grainy. It gets ugly at that point.
Yeah, most of them taste really bad.
Yes,
yeah.
They taste
a lot like potassium.
Yeah.
So.
Potatoes.
So.
Potatoes and broccoli.
Is there anything that you hear, see, whether it's from a political standpoint or from a developmental standpoint, that that we have to look forward to? Let's say in the next 5 years, is there, I mean, if, like, anybody, you know, would have said that in 5 years there's going to be this, you know, diabetes and weight loss drug that
right.
is going to, like,
you know, I think that it's
world.
Very possible that there are going to be other miracle drugs out there, but I also think that a lot of stuff is also diet and lifestyle, exercise, that
nobody,
you know,
wants to hear that.
I know it, but you know, I don't know.
That's me.
Is there a brain pill out there?
He doesn't need that. He's already got
he's got so much stuff in there. So, well, Neil, I'll tell you what. Let's take another break, and we're going to come back with Don and put a nice little bow on this. And then after that, we'll talk to Rocker.
Sounds good.
Very good. We'll be back after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fortsight Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Saisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Lady Indians softball team is giving away $1,500 again this year. Their raffle tickets are just $10 each, and there will be five winners with prizes of $100, $200, $300, $400, and the grand prize of $500. The winners will be drawn at the home softball game scheduled for April 14th, and you don't need to be present to win. The tickets are available for many of the players and coaches. Don't miss this chance to help out the Lady Indians softball team and take home some cash. That's the Lady Indians softball team cash raffle, giving away $1,500 in cash at their home softball game scheduled for Thursday, April 14th.
We're back. Inside. Talking with Miss Dawn Goodwin, the head pharmacist at Kalp Pharmacy. Dawn, it has been a quick hour.
It has been.
And I know that you were nervous coming in, but you handled it like a pro.
A little bit outside of my comfort zone.
That is perfect. So, you know, one question from a pharmacy standpoint. So how does Medicare, Medicaid affect what you guys do? I mean, is that a big chunk of your business?
Yeah, it's part of business. It's just part of business.
Do the PBMs control the price of what?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yep. Should not. Yep.
So if you're on Medicare, mm-hmm. Again, you still might pay
we
a different
not,
amount.
Yep. We might not
on
be
where
a preferred
you
pharmacy. You might have a higher copay because we're not preferred. The PBMs negotiate those prices.
So is there anything that we didn't touch on that you want to make sure that we touch on?
I think we hit everything pretty well, but, you know, it's important that you know what your medications are, what they're for, and that you trust the person that's handing you that bottle.
So I tell you what, if there's points to be made, mm-hmm. Kalp Pharmacy is opening a Minster location in the very near future.
Yes.
As part of the Wagner supermarket.
Yes. That's very exciting.
Yes. Ask your pharmacist, okay? You know, that is something that you see on ads or you hear on TV. You know, I think pharmacists love to help people. And if you ask them if this is good for them or not, I think the pharmacist would be more than happy to help you out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the final thing is ask for cash pricing. Just in case, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Fantastic. Well, Dawn, I'll tell you what, you hit a home run or scored a touchdown today.
All right.
And wish your husband well.
Sure will.
We hope he goes 10-1 next year.
I'll let him know.
We can go 15-1. Just so the one is us. He's allowed to win state.
That's, yeah. So.
Yeah, we're not going to hold that against him. We just want to see if we can beat him.
All right.
But Dawn, it was fantastic, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, had a good time.
Fantastic.
Neil.
And now I think we got Rocker.
Thanks, Dawn. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And you're allowed to hang around and help us harass Rocker.
Okay.
Well, this is the top notch. We got pharmacy, and then we got Rocker.
And then Rocker.
And then we got Rocker.
Two two things closely associated with drugs.
And I've taken enough of them.
So what we got tonight? Top 10?
April 8th, 1990.
Oh, this week, pop culture history.
Wait, hold up on that one.
Oh, okay.
April 8th, 1974. I should do this one first.
Okay.
Hey, Karen hits a home run off of Dodger Al Downing for the beat.
715.
They beat Babe Ruth 715.
Awesome. Where?
14. Babe had 714.
That was the year I was born.
The year you were born?
1974?
Yep.
We're the same age.
Yep.
You might be a few months older, maybe.
or younger.
Yeah. She could be.
So,
how old were you, Jack, in 1974?
I was graduating high school in 1974. Thank you very much. Ouch.
I was 24 in 1974.
Yeah. So, question for you.
Yes.
Where was his home run hit?
Left field.
Over the fence.
In what part? Dodger Stadium?
No, it'd be... Well, it was Atlanta.
Yeah, okay. I think it was Hotlanta.
Turner Field back then?
Because, no, it would have been Fulton County.
Fulton County Stadium. Very good. Do you know how long it took you to cover this one thing?
Well, because usually I get interrupted, so I've gotten used to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Next. This is quite a gimmick.
Yes, it is.
April 8th, 1990, Twin Peaks premieres on ABC. It was a crafty little show.
Okay.
No, I said crafty.
Crafty, oh.
It was highly thought of, I think.
It was like in the top five at one point.
Yeah, and I never watched it.
It was sort of like the equivalent to now American Horror Story.
What?
Which I've never heard
of
either.
That's why I haven't watched it.
Yeah. America what?
American Horror Story.
Horror.
Oh.
Say okay. With me, Jack. Don't.
Horror.
So. Okay, so who starred in Twin Peaks?
He's living that horror story.
Who starred in it? Was anybody famous?
Which one?
Twin Peaks.
Dylan McDermott, Kyle MacLachlan.
I've heard of him.
And Sherilyn Flynn.
So, are you saying that directed because you're reading it, or do you actually know that?
Well, you can check it up there. I mean, the scooter.
It's not on his paper.
That's impressive.
Directed by David Lynch, who we just lost a couple years ago.
Well, you're reading that off the paper.
No, actually.
We know you're not.
Oh, and now comes the favorite part of
it. Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, he's not in the room, of course.
Oh, okay. I'm not.
Citizen of the day.
Oh.
Bubba Stogler.
What? Why?
And now he's in a coma.
Yep. Why is he citizen of the day?
And Jody says, what the hell?
He had to buy you lunch or something.
No, I'm still waiting on Bill's three lunches he owes me.
So why is Bubba's...
Yeah, why
Bubba?
Yeah.
Well, it's his time.
Oh, okay. It's his time. Bubba, it's your time.
Everybody else has already had it.
Yep.
Celebrity birthday time.
Oh, boy.
Celebrity birthday. Okay, you give the name, we'll give the age.
Oh, no chance.
Okay.
Yeah, we know that.
Ron Perlman.
Rob Perlman.
Ron. Stay Rob,
54.
Once again, stay with me.
67.
You would know Terminator? Or not Terminator, RoboCop.
Never heard of him.
Also, he was also the Beast.
Oh,
remember Beauty and the Beast TV show.
He's the he's a mentalist guy.
No, I don't think so.
Not quite.
Oh.
So he's 20 years older than I thought.
Did you want to guess the age of your scooter?
77.
You're close.
That's very close. I figured he's mid-50s, but...
74.
Jackie
Chan.
Jackie Chan. Second baseman for San Diego Padres.
What?
Jackie Chan.
What?
Not quite.
I'd say...
You okay, Rocker?
I'd say now. Jackie is pushing 70, 77.
72.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad.
Ain't bad.
You're batting 1,000 backwards. Okay. Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. Gladiator.
Very good.
Hey, I got one.
That's a spirit.
How old is he?
64.
I'm gonna say he's low 50s.
62.
I have no idea.
Comedian Caroline Ray. Which
Martha Ray.
Caroline Ray.
Who?
I never heard of her.
Martha's daughter.
Martha Ray's been hard as a carve for quite some years.
When did she die?
I'm going to say 85.
We're just going to check that out.
She may have been the most annoying person ever on TV. Martha Ray.
And that's considering we got Rosie O'Donnell.
She died in 1994.
Don't.
I didn't hear what you said, but...
He said 95.
I said 85.
I was covering for you, buddy.
Hey, I'm willing to take the hits. I'm the one taking the hits.
I know.
Ricky Schroeder.
What?
Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky Silver Schroeder. Spoon. Silver Spoons. And
Charlie Brown.
Yeah, Schroeder.
Yeah, Ricky Schroeder.
What's the boxing movie that he was in? The Champ. The Champ.
He was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, it was sad. He died. Yeah. Champ died.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
When did he die?
He?
What year did he die?
Well.
In the movie.
So, Ricky Schroeder is probably...
Our age. My
60. I'd say he's between us. I'd say he's 66.
54.
No, well, I was talking about his older brother. Linus Schroeder.
Okay. That went well, as usual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's birthdays. John Schneider, Bo Duke himself.
Do you have any local birthdays?
I don't have Facebook, so no.
Okay. Will
I don't have any on
Will
my
everybody
Facebook.
Send yeah. your birthday to Rocker?
Everybody in town,
yes.
Send your birthday to Rucker so you can keep track of it because you can't do it on Facebook.
You're coughing into the...
No, I'm coughing away. Let's keep
go ahead.
The gimmick going. These people got a show to do.
I know.
We're all
going to
be sick.
No, we're not.
Come to the pharmacy. I'll take care of
it. Yeah.
I'll take care of it.
At least he wasn't coughing on the pharmacist.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the age?
Who? Ricky Schroeder.
John Schneider.
John Schneider, 75.
No.
I don't think he's younger than that. I think he's 10 years younger than that. But
Rob Schneider.
No, John Schneider.
Huh?
Bo Duke.
Bo Duke. Bo Duke, I'm saying he is 79.
Not even close. Not even in the ballpark.
You
gonna
tell us?
Well, I'm waiting for him to...
66.
Bingo, Clark.
Yep. Born April 8th, 1960.
Let's keep this going.
He just had a birthday.
Patricia Arquette.
Which is why we're having celebrity birthdays.
Who's that?
Actress Patricia Arquette.
Ah.
I've heard of her. Don't know much about her. I'm going to say
either.
48 because I can't remember who she is.
She's older than what you think.
Yeah.
She's...
Double neckle.
No. She's older than that. She's 70.
Okay. Not quite. What'd you say, Bubba?
Double
neckle. 55. This says born in 1968. And if I remember correctly.
What date, Neil?
April 8th.
Hey.
Let's see.
She has a birthday, too.
Kirby. Anybody listen? I got the best text.
fantastic.
Actor Dean Morris of Breaking Bad. The big bald guy. Anything?
Who's this? What's the name?
Dean Morris. He's a character actor.
Oh, well.
Played on Mission Impossible.
Not quite.
The black guy?
White guy of bold.
He bold?
Bald. He's bald.
Oh. God. Oh. Huh.
58.
Not bad.
32.
63.
68.
Very good. Thankfully, we got one more. Julian Lennon.
Julian Lennon.
Hey, Lennon.
Jude. Hey, Jude.
What was he on?
Are you kidding me?
He had a good song.
Two.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Two. Julian Lennon.
I'm guessing he was born in 1970, so I would make him 56 years old.
63.
Born in 63, which makes him 63.
Yeah.
And
hey, that's older than I thought he would be.
And it's Bub, were you here last week?
For goodbye.
Yeah. Did you hear his 10 most horrible ways to die?
Whatever number one was
the Elvis death.
Oh yeah, the Elvis.
Yeah,
Rocker, it is always a pleasure, man.
Sometimes it's always a pleasure.
Next week I'll be off, of course.
Of course.
Community club got
community
to
club time.
Queen Hearts.
So everybody, stay tuned for sports talk. Tomorrow it is the Masters, and we continue not only a tradition like no other, but I believe Kirby is coming in.
Yep.
Tradition
so
like
stay
always.
Tuned for sports talk.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.